We haven't done the numbers yet, but at the end of every 3 hours or the two-hour show like Pippa's, the producers count the number of WhatsApps and voice notes that have come through. So we don't know what those numbers are, but I guarantee you they are probably at least double the number that we normally get. And that is because so many people have an opinion on this proposal from SA Tourism to spend nearly R1 billion, roughly a third, just a little more than a third of their marketing budget over the next 3 years on a sponsorship of Tottenham Hotspur. As the acting CEO of Tourism SA said to me an hour ago, they're not so much interested in the football as they are in the audience that watches the football. And of the WhatsApps that have reached me, my guess is probably somewhere north of 95% think it is the worst idea out of a whole bouquet of bad ideas on the South African table in a long while. I think there are probably only 4 or 5 people who go, not a bad idea, let's consider it just a little. Delighted to be joined from Johannesburg by Jeremy Sampson, Managing Director of Brand Finance Africa. Bruce Whitfield called him the brand father. And there's not too many people in South Africa who know more about brands than Jeremy Sampson. Lovely to have you, Jeremy. Good afternoon.
John, it's my pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Do you have a clear opinion on this issue, or are you still a bit not so sure?
Look, trying to watch the tweets and trying to watch the information, I find it fascinating that the acting CEO, as you say, and let's face it, he's been acting for quite some time, and the Minister of Tourism, who, let's face it, might not be the minister for much longer, have made a decision like this. It's an awful lot of money, and when you're in the world of branding and marketing, everyone knows that you don't market something unless it's going to appeal to people. And we know South Africa is a fantastic place to be. I believe your summer season in Cape Town continues to be a great success with lots of visitors. But all those visitors are going back home saying, oh, had a fantastic time, beautiful scenery, beautiful place, beautiful restaurants, lovely wine, but hey, the lights go out. And, you know, this is where for Mr. Khumalo to disingenuously talk about pots of money, and this is the pot that's allocated to tourism, well, come on, all that money is actually taxpayers' money, which you and I give to the government and they allocate. And you know, I use the word pots carefully because in most of the countries, populated-wise, so many pots, if we could only fill them up a bit and get the lights working and things like that, the country would be that much more appealing to people. Also, I have to say that when you think about it, sponsorship, from what I know about things, is you put down so much money to buy a property, as it were. So here we are, best part of a billion. Then you have to leverage it and activate it. Well, normally that's another R1 or R2 for the R1 you've already put in. So if their total budget is R3 billion, as you've just mentioned, that means most of their entire budget is going to go to this. Now, obviously, we've got to promote the country. Obviously, tourism is incredibly important. And especially after COVID, we've got to get things moving along nicely to rescue the people who are still teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. But hey, you know, one of the other things that isn't being mentioned as an aside is that I believe that SA Tourism just very recently in the last couple of weeks have committed to sponsoring part of the Sunshine Golf Tour, and they're sponsoring the games that are being viewed internationally. Now, that to me is a great move, and I can understand that. But to go into a relationship with someone like Tottenham Hotspur, I tend to say, hey, is that really the priority at the moment?
But Jeremy, my guess is that there would be a multiple of many more people watching Tottenham Hotspur games than there would be watching the Sunshine Golf Tour, in which, let's face it, very few of the world's top 200 players play.
John, you're quite right. But then I would say, well, look, hang on. In my business of looking at brands, you want people to adopt your brand, to use your brand and keep on using your brand. And I've had so many conversations with Bruce about this sort of thing. And we have something called the brand funnel. and there are different versions of it. But as you would know, the first thing is to make someone aware of a brand. And I'm sure there are lots and lots of brands that you and I are aware of we'd never dream of using. So awareness is a start, but it's not the holy grail, as it were. But then you want consideration. You want people to then think about it seriously, and then you want them to adopt it or try it. Now, this is where I would argue that to get people to know about South Africa, I'm sure just about everyone knows about South Africa, that's fine. But now we've got to get them to adopt it. And I'm not sure using a soccer team is the best way to do that. Also, of course, when you think about it, usually when you're sponsoring something, you have a box. So you have a box at Tottenham's grounds, and every home game or whatever, you're entertaining people, you're having a nice time there, you're enjoying it, you're meeting the players, all these sort of things. Well, I would be very intrigued to know how that's going to be managed as well.
Yeah, so that 300 odd million a year. There have been lots of suggestions as to how that money could be better spent. The DA has said the money should be spent on diesel. The South African Netball Association has said spend that money on sponsoring sport teams that are the sort of Cinderellas of the sporting world and don't get much sponsorship money, particularly as we're hosting the Netball World Cup this year. And I'm not sure how valid that argument is, given that the budget is there to try and attract international visitors to South Africa. What ways could you think of that would be more fail-safe, more sure thing ways of spending that money than sponsoring a football team?
Look, they've certainly got a powerful part to play encouraging people to come to South Africa. I don't disagree with that at all. But look, I've got to say, in the Western Cape, to a degree, you're cocooned from the rest of the country. That's the reality. Your roads are near perfect. Whenever I come to Cape Town, I've got to allow time where they're resurfacing the road and there's a bit of a jam and to get round it. Whereas you never see that in the rest of the country. There are so many basic things that ratepayers' money or taxpayers' money is not being used on. Basic services like the roads, like water, getting the electricity going again, even Transnet, the transport system. These are the basics. Yes, I'd love to give money to netball or other things, but I'm sorry, at the moment, that's not my priority. My priority would be get the country running better again and put money that has been allocated to the proper usage of making the country better for all citizens.
So you would support taking that money away from the tourism budget and putting it into other parts of what Treasury gives money to?
I'd leave them some money because tourism, as I say, is very important. But no, what are the priorities at the moment? If I was to say, what was your priority in life? Most people's priority at the moment in South Africa is let's get the lights on. After that, the roads. Some of the roads are almost impassable at the moment with the potholes. I've seen pictures of leaving the Western Cape and going into the Eastern Cape, and the road difference is absolutely incredible. And as I say, there are so many basics. Once you've got the basics right, then I would argue, yes, invest in other things, but you've got to get the basics perfectly right. So all these visitors that come to South Africa, they've got to come and have a great experience, but they've got to go back home now as ambassadors for visiting South Africa. And I think at the moment, as I say, the main message is, great country, had a great time there, but whoa, how much did the lights go out? And that's disruptive, as we know, is disruptive to the whole country, and it's still hollowing out businesses. It's still causing chaos, and it's getting worse. What are we up to? Certainly where I am in Johannesburg, we're up to a stage 5 or 6 at the moment.
Jeremy, thank you very much. Fascinating listening to you. Appreciate you making yourself available at relatively short notice. Jeremy Sampson, Managing Director of Brand Finance Africa.